stupid reply, huh? Well, okay, it's an early interview, then. Oh, fucking stupid. Get a brain. How about instead of doing that, you find a place where people can actually talk?
True.
Sorry, man.
No, that's okay.
So you think that's going to work, huh? Here.
Well, I have it up to...
There we go.
It's already twisted there, so...
So how's the tour going?
I know you.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, my. It's so hot. How are you doing, Ronnie?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. How you doing, mate?
Rob Hart, magazine.
Yeah, he's our photographer. I'm at WD Gathes. Oh, okay. If you wouldn't mind...
I mean, let's get it a little bit noisier in here. At least we're getting cool. There's a remote there. It's right there.
Somewhere, I guess. Would you mind if you have a photo with the magazine?
Of course not.
Wait, we want it the other way around?
Well... Which way do you want it?
This way's fine. With Metallica?
No problem.
Cool.
What are they here? Tuesday? Metallica?
Yeah, Tuesday, yeah. Tuesday evening.
And we see them in Vienna.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, man. For me?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Boss reading.
So first question I would ever want to ask is, how did this happen? How did this come together, you know, with Tommy and...
Well, just from writing the songs for the Black Sabbath, the Dio years. Just from that, really. And, you know, they only asked us for two songs. We did three.
Yeah.
So it shows you how easy it was for us to write together. And it just came all back together pretty easily. And then the idea, a suggestion came up, would you like to tour behind this album that would help the album? And I guess I had a little bit of time to do it, so I said, yeah, okay, after a little bit of...
Yeah, what struck me as weird is, like, for example, the new songs are on the Black Sabbath Best Of, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're touring as Heaven and Hell.
Yeah.
One would wonder why the name, or the change of the name.
Well, I wondered too, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But I think that's more Tony's decision. I mean, the band is...
And Ozzy's,
his name.
Oh.
Well, Tony owns the name of the band.
Ozzy,
not Sharon, not Geezer, not me, not anybody else. So it was his decision to make, and perhaps at the end of the day it was a lot less politically difficult to do it that way. You know, I mean, I read into these things, and truthfully, I didn't care because I knew they were going to call us Black Sabbath anyway.
Yeah, sure.
But I see your point. You know, the point is that if you called it what it was before, I mean, after all, it's called Black Sabbath, the Dio years, then why didn't you call it Black Sabbath?
Maybe to avoid
But I'm sure they have reasons for doing that, or that Tony has a reason for it. Are you going to speak to Tony as well?
No, unfortunately not. I would love to. I've never met him, but...
He's a great guy. But, you know, he has his own reasons for doing that. And, you know, I mean, for me it was a matter of, well, let's do this tour then. Okay, we'll do this tour, and it'll end at a certain time. And then I'll get back to my life as Dio again. And I don't want to argue about something like that. If you want to do it, fine, we'll do it. If you don't want to do it, I don't care either. I really don't care.
Well, I read that a statement of yours from the tour now, where you stated that a new Black Sabbath record with you on it, is the last thing that comes to mind for you. I mean,
the last things
on your mind. Sorry, the last thing on your mind.
It was the last thing on my mind. Absolutely, the last thing. I never thought we would do this again. After all, it happened twice before, and. You know, it was very hurtful for me when that all happened the other time, because it was never my doing. I always thought, when I'm in a band, I'm going to be in that band forever.
Yeah.
I thought it would be in Elf forever. I thought it would be in Rainbow forever. I thought I'd be in Sabbath forever, and then again Sabbath forever, and at least I can be in Dio forever, because they can't get rid of me in Dio. So, you know, honestly, it was not something I wanted to do again. But it seemed like the right time to do it. It was fun to play with Tony again. That was fun.
You're good friends, I know that.
Well, we are. And I enjoy doing these songs very much. I haven't had a chance to do all of them for a long time. But then again, I've done Heaven and Hell and Children of the Sea and Mob Rules and Neon Knights. And almost most of the songs that we're doing, I've kept them alive with Dio.
Mm-hmm.
But it's special to play them with the people who you wrote them with and the people who did them first.
Sure.
So it's been more than enjoyable to play the songs. But, you know, life goes on after all these things. And, you know, the question is always, well, will you do another Sabbath album now?
Yeah, of course. I mean,
well, you know, if there is another one to be done, it'll be a long time from now. It'll be after I have to do my next project, Dio. And tour with Dio as well.
2 or 3 years afterwards.
Oh, I don't even know if it'll be that long. If we do it, it'll probably wouldn't be more than like a year and a half or so, if that happens. But, you know, they have other things they're going to do with their lives, too. I mean, they have their 40th anniversary coming up with Black Sabbath. And I'm sure that means that they're going to tour again, and I'm sure that they keep in contact with Ozzy and with Sharon, and so that means that they'll do something else, which means in my mind, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I have Dio to do.
Yeah.
That's what gives me great joy, knowing that I have people that I love to play with who are my dear friends.
For the last 27 years.
And I have Magic at 2 and 3 to do yet, and that's what I want to do. That's what I need to do in my life. So this has been very fun for me. It's been enjoyable. But it, as you said before, it's not something I thought about doing or looked forward to doing. But now that we're doing it, I do the best I can with it. You know, my goal is always to be the best singer I can be for the band. Not for me, but for the band. And this band is marvelous. It's a wonderful, wonderful band. It's just so special. It really is.
And the fans have been anticipating for something like this for a very long time.
Yeah, yes.
So how did you view the reactions on tour right now?
Well, the reactions to this band are wonderful. They really are. I mean, so many people come up to us and say, we never thought we would see this again. You know, I'm sure, like me, they thought this will never happen again. But now that it does, they come because a generation of Sabbath fans started, the second generation started with Heaven and Hell in late '79 and beginning of 1980. A generation of fans who really didn't know anything about Ozzy, Tony, Geezer, and Bill before that. They grew up with, whoa, Black Sabbath is Heaven and Hell. Yeah. Like Jack Black, for example. He knew nothing about that. For Jack, Sabbath is always Heaven and Hell onward, nothing to do with what came before it.
He praises you all the time.
Well, he does. He's my friend, and he loves this music. It's his kind of music. Ozzy doesn't sing like Jack thinks or sings. And that's not to say that what came before me wasn't great, because it invented this kind of music. But so many people started with Heaven and Hell. And well, Black Sabbath is Dio, Iommi, Butler, you know, Bill Ward, Vinnie Appice. And here they come again. And now we can come back and see what we thought we would never see again. And we can bring our children to come and see what they thought they would never see again. And then all the other people along the way who have heard from you know, aunts and uncles or cousins or brothers, you should see this band. They're coming back. And that's the audience we get. We get them from the people who started with us in 1980 to the people who are now, you know, 12 to 13 to 14 years old as well. So it's been wonderful to be able to, for me, I look at it this way. It's a chance for us to give and to keep our legacy where it should have been. Because we haven't played for 15 years together. And now after 15 years, the people who come to see us go, they were that good, weren't they? They really were good.
Yeah.
Well, that's important, I think. So when it ends and we go away from it, we can always look back and say, we were good, weren't we? And now, there's, of course, there's a DVD for it, and, you know, the live thing from New York, plus the re-release of the Hammersmith Odeon show.
But there's some rumors also that you're filming the show tonight here?
No. The only one we filmed was the one in New York.
Okay.
I wish we had filmed later ones, because we've gotten so much better. I mean, it was only the 11th show that we did, and now we're so much more free, and we jam a lot more on stage, we take more chances, and we're all better at it. But it's a good video. It sounds good. And I don't think anyone will be disappointed. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good.
Speaking of how good Black Sabbath were and are, how do you view the metal scene nowadays? I mean, new bands, especially new bands. What's your point of view on, what's your take on metal today?
Well, it's become so divided up into little parts now. You know, everything started with you were a hard rock band.
Yeah.
And then John Kay once said in Sepultura, heavy metal thunder, and suddenly everyone went, oh, heavy metal. That's where that came from, is it? And then a band started, Sabbath came along, and a few bands like him that became heavy metal bands. Mm-hmm. Then there's Priest and Maiden and us and Sabbath and, you know, Rainbow, even though we weren't a heavy metal band, really, became known as that because of, I guess, of what we did. So now it's become so divided. It's death metal, black metal, speed metal, this metal, that metal, that metal. I don't even know what the hell it is anymore.
Do you listen to new bands?
Only if I like them. I don't hear a lot that I like because they don't sing and they don't play great guitar.
You mean, for example?
They Cookie Monsters, we call them.
Cookie Monsters, yeah.
Cookie Monster. Well, see, I have no time for that. I mean, that's not a singer to me. And I don't hear the great solo guitar players playing anymore. I just don't hear them anymore. So it's hard for me to listen to some of those things.
It's going to be hard for me to listen to this recording.
Yes, I know. I tried to say that.
I know.
I tried to say that, but no. Well, maybe we should just forget about it, right? Stupid assholes. They just don't have a fucking clue, these people. Not a clue. And they wonder why we bitch it about it. You know what?
Why
interview now? I mean, isn't this stupid? Oh no, the record company wants you. And it's not that I don't like to do them. I love to talk and I love to talk to people. But I don't think it should be difficult for you or me to have to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just there's the proper conditions.
I mean, it's good because you understand and you're here putting up with this. What about you get someone in there who goes, well, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what am I supposed to say? Well, you know, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, but
you'd be even more frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I want this to be good for you, too. I mean, after all, we are talking, we're doing an interview, and it should be pleasant for both of us,
of course.
But here we are. So far as new music goes, you know, I like Wolf Mother. I mean, because they're a little bit more toward the things that
retro.
I like. Yeah. You know, I sure think they're good band. They're good. Of course, they've been around for a little while, but they're a good band. And, you know, Ripper's other band, you know, Beyond Fear, too, is, they keep changing back and forth. But I do like Wolf Mother. I can't think of a whole lot that I listen to a lot more. I don't really have time for that, only because we're always on the road over writing. And if we're writing, I don't want to listen because I'm afraid I might steal something from someone, just unconsciously.
Yeah.
So I don't listen to a lot. And I can tell you that the only one of us who probably really listens to a lot of music is Geezer.
He does? Oh, yeah, of course he has the GZR band,
right? Yeah. Tony's the same as me. Mm-hmm. He kind of hardly ever listens to it because we're too busy thinking of writing things for our own music. But Geezer listens to everything, so he could tell you every band.
A whole lot of things.
Oh, he could tell you. Okay. He knows them all. I mean, they say to him, well, who do you listen to? And Tony goes, well, nothing really. And I go, well, not much. And Geezer goes, well, I like... who is that? Who I don't even know the names of the bands, you know. the way I get to hear more of the bands are when we play festivals, and I hear some of them playing before us.
Yeah.
And I see the name, and I listen. But I don't really listen to a lot of it. I mean, I do this all of my life, but I go back home. I'll listen to classical music because it's what I grew up with, and because it soothes my mind. I don't have to listen to this hitting me all the time. At the end of the show, I'll put on some girls singing, like Amy Winehouse or
Katie
Tunstall or Josh Stone, mm-hmm. maybe, or, you know, things that aren't a threat to me either, because they're girls.
Yeah.
No threat there at all. You know, I don't have to compete with them. But it puts me in a different place, so it's cool for me.
Speaking of home, because you mentioned home, I watched the documentary Metal A Headbanger's Journey with Sam Dunn.
Right, yeah.
And I was really... You have a great place.
I do.
I mean, you must have been gathering up all these great antiques and decorations for like forever.
Well, I started out with a lot of them because when I bought the home, it's such a big place that it needed to have a lot of furnishings in it. And luckily, it's big enough to put big Gothic pieces in it.
Yeah.
So, but actually, I went back to London and went to the antique warehouse, mm-hmm. and I just went in and that. Wendy and I did. And that. And then brought them all home and put them in. And then, of course, year after year after year, I collect more and more things. Now I collect mainly small things because there's not enough room. And everyone sends me frogs because I like frogs. And I have so many frogs in my house.
I bet you have a Kermit somewhere.
I have not one Kermit.
Why?
No, I have not. Well, because I didn't buy a Kermit and no one ever sent me a Kermit. I have frogs with riding on turtles, playing guitars. I have frogs singing. I have just... little frogs, gold frogs, silver frogs, wooden frogs, every frog, only because people send them to me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's kind of like, who was it? Well, I'm trying to think of what band it was who said they like jelly babies.
Jelly babies, yeah.
And so everybody, all their fans, might have been the Beatles, I don't know, or
something
like that.
I think so,
and they
yeah.
sent them all, the time they turned around, there was a jelly baby. And after a while, you go,
I think it was the Doors, I think.
It might have been.
Yeah.
But whoever, you can't get away from it. So what you have to say to them is, I love gold.
Yeah.
Or platinum. I love expensive things, but you don't get those. But no, it's a beautiful home, and it really reflects my feelings and my lifestyle, I think. You know, I love Gothic things very much.
Mm-hmm.
I love historical things. I like things that were made so long ago that I have to use my imagination to picture someone there, which is kind of the way that I write. Mm-hmm. I think.
Something else that was really, really interesting, well, funny at the same time, if you may, was the story about the devil horns, because everybody, every single person in the metal community thinks, you know, that Ronnie James Dio invented the devil horns.
Right.
But then I saw you talking in the documentary about, I think, your mom?
My grandmother.
Your grandmother, yes. About the good eye or the bad eye?
Evil eye.
Evil eye.
Just to protect me against evil eye.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was a little kid, we walked around and my grandmother would see someone that looked like they were looking bad at me, and she'd go, Maloik, it's called a Maloik.
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 Yeah.
Maloik. set. So all these years later, for some reason, even in Rainbow, I saw some videos of me, and I did it that long ago. But of course with Sabbath, because Sabbath is such a dark presence, that made very much sense, and especially me being Italian, Tony being Italian, in this case, Vinny being Italian.
Of course,
we were going to call the band Geezer and the Italians, but we didn't. But we thought it would be a perfect name, you know, because Geezer always says, oh, Geezer and the Italians. But no, it was, you know, my grandmother never invented it. It was a very old, superstitious thing from Italy. I'm sure from Greece, too. I'm sure the Greeks do it, too.
From which part of Italy, Sicily?
Well, I'm from, my grandmother is from a place called Campobasso, which is about 30 miles from Rome, south of
Rome. From Rome, okay.
Yeah. But my grandfather on my mother's side is from the north, from Turin.
Mm-hmm.
And they used it, too. So it's a very Italian kind of thing. Again, I did not invent it. My grandmother, I just happened to use it more than anyone else did. And I didn't do it because I wanted it to be my sign. You know, I've said this before, too. Gene Simmons always said, I invented that.
Oh, I had to ask you about Gene Simmons. I mean, I noticed that you kind of pick on him all the time.
Well, no, and it's meant in a good way.
Okay.
Because I like Gene very much.
Okay.
Gene's a good friend. He's been a good friend for a long time. But what they said was, Gene Simmons said he invented this. So I said, well, two things. Number one, he must be older than my grandmother. Much older. And number two, Gene thinks that he invented air that we breathe. And shoes.
And shoes.
It's all meant to be funny, but it's true. I mean, of course he didn't invent it. At least I was truthful.
Yeah.
I could have said, yes, I invented this. And why take credit for things that you don't do and that you should never do? So
true.
But it was just something that my grandmother gave.
Gene, by all means.
Oh, I love Gene. I love Gene. Yeah, I see him all the time. I mean, whenever we play and he's around, he comes to the shows. Or, you know, no, I love Gene. Gene's a very respectful man. He's a very brilliant, smart man. And I love Gene. I love Gene and Paul. They're both great people. Both good friends. But Gene's a special man. But Gene will do anything for money.
Yeah,
he'll do
true.
A reality show for money. He'll have his face lift for money. And I think his son is so funny. He's great. Yeah, he's great on his program. He's so funny. Great. But no, I like Gene.
Speaking of programs, you were interviewed by Bruce Dickinson.
Yes,
in England,
Tony and I,
a couple of weeks ago.
That's right, on Planet Rock. Actually, two programs.
BBC.
One was Radio 6 or something, and one was something else. Yeah.
But how was that?
Oh, it was great. He's so good. He's really good.
To the fans always been too... I mean, very known musicians interview one another, and you're like...
Well, it was very strange because the first interview, I think he only asked me one question. We talked for... He and Tony talked for 40 minutes. It was mainly about old Sabbath things.
Oh, okay.
So it was nothing to do with me. And then the second interview, we talked much more about what's been going on today. But I thought one of his comments was good. He mentioned Children of the Sea.
Yeah.
Then he mentioned Children of the Damned, and he said, well, you can see where we got that from, can't you?
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a very respectful guy, too. I mean, after, you know, probably just in the last 5 years, Bruce has always said, no, yes, Ronnie was one of my idols, and yes, I wanted to be like him. But before that, he didn't do that. But he's been a friend for a long, long time.
Really?
Oh, yeah, ages and ages. Nico is my best friend in that.
Oh, he's crazy.
I love Nico. He's just one of the great people
He's wonderful.
He is. Well, Bruce is a great guy. Steve, they're all great guys. We're all just really good friends. We've toured together a lot of times before, and we're respectful of each other. They're great people. They really are great people.
And would you ever do an All Stars, Where Stars album again?
Absolutely, yes.
With Rob Halford, with Dickinson, with all these great
guys. Oh, yeah. I mean, I got so many people to choose from this time, too. You know, Chris Cornell, who I think is one of the great singers of all time.
Yeah.
Chris already said he'd do it. I know Chris really well.
Oh, so you would do something like that?
I absolutely would, yeah. Yeah, it's just a matter of finding the right time.
Yeah,
for me, the right time. I mean, I can put it together easily enough. Just have to write the songs, and then... Today, because of the technology, it's a lot easier. Because now all I have to do is send it to them, Pro Tools, sing a song. I don't like that. Do it this way. But I would like to do it the way we did Stars, which is the people in the studio, so I could see them face to face and say,
field.
Could you do it this way?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to produce it, and you know, luckily I have the respect as a producer, then they would listen to me. I mean, you only listen to people that you respect. And as a singer, they couldn't say anything about it, you know. So I would like to do it that way, but if it meant that someone who could help the project could only do it at their home, it's fine with me. Fine with me. But yes, I'd like to do it again.
Is there a plan for that, or is it just the
There has been a plan for that for the last 2 years.
Okay.
But it's for a charity called Children of the Night, the one that I support in Los Angeles.
Charity, I'll respect that.
Right.
It's the best thing, I think.
And that's the one I want to do it for. And it would be the same kind of situation, the same, you know, I'll write the song, and, you know, with probably with Craig Goldie or with Rudy or with, you know, whomever else I write it with, and then find the right people, the right guitar players, the right singers, and and then yes, I'd love to do it. I really would, yeah, and I will do it.
And what's the future of Dio? As you know, a solo career always.
We're going to do Magica 2 and 3. I have to finish Magica yet. We only did the one, but
yeah,
the next
started.
Album is going to be both 2 and 3.
Oh,
so I can finish
in the same year.
The trilogy. Yes, yeah, at the same time. Be a double CD mm-hmm. release. And then I want to take it on the road. It's a proper theater production.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to write songs within it. Well, I'm going to write songs in it for other people.
Mm-hmm.
For Chris Cornell. For Jeff Tate.
Yeah.
Because I did Operation Mindcrimes 2. Jeff kind enough to ask me to be Dr. X, and I did it. Of course, he'll do anything for me. He's a great friend, too. So I want Jeff to sing. I want to write something maybe for Bruce,
mm-hmm.
For Klaus Mine. Just all the good singers, Doro, Girl Passion, I love as
wonderful.
Well.
Yeah.
Just all the great, Lemmy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to do one, just parts that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be on the stage every time we do it, but I would like to do one show, or maybe two shows, maybe one in New York, one in Los Angeles,
yeah.
where they could all come.
Where you could
and we
invite
could have
them,
it all done, DVD, I'll pay them whatever they want. Just
sure.
because I think it would be very special, and it would make the product, to me, more special. It would make it a better product if they were involved
mm-hmm.
in it. So that's another thing I'd like to
say.
Maybe we could take one song off Magic, and it could be the charity song, see?
Oh,
be
true.
Good, huh?
Yeah, that would be good.
Indeed.
What's the time schedule for Magic?
Well, we finish all of this touring, I think it's going to be in February. It was going to be in December, but now I think we're going to add a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I think in February. I've been doing a little bit of writing for the Magic album. But because we've been doing this, writing for the album, Black Sabbath, the Dio years, and because we've been doing this tour, I don't write anything until I'm there writing for that project. And when I get home,
mm-hmm.
I'll take all the ideas I have in the parts and some of the songs I've written already and put them together and get together with Craig again and with Rudy and with Simon, our drummer, and start writing the whole piece. So you're looking at it's probably going to take me 6 months to write everything because I want it to be special. So I don't think it'll be released until the end of next year. End of 2008, but I'm not sure. Who knows? They keep pushing me. It could be sooner than that.
Yeah, why not? What would your sentiments be for the Greek fans?
Well, I've been so fortunate that the Greek people have really taken me to be one of their own. I think maybe being Italian helps a little bit too. I think it's a matter more of the music. It's also because we have been here, certainly as Dio, the Dio band. Actually, the first time I came to Greece was with Black Sabbath. We played Athens, so we played two shows in a smaller theater, as
mm-hmm.
I remember. And then, of course, we came back years after that with Dio, and then we played this in, 2005, I think we played the same festival.
2 years ago.
With Anthrax and ourselves
mm-hmm.
and a few other people. And so coming back to the country, especially Greece, which is a very difficult place to come to
the
time, because it is really far away for everyone, and there aren't any other places around it to play other than, just as we finished, Bulgaria,
mm-hmm.
Athens, Istanbul, perhaps. But other than that, it's a difficult place to come to, and I think the Greek people appreciate that you love them enough to come. And I think that because the Greek people in their rock and roll souls are the same as I am. They love melody.
Yeah,
they love good singers. I mean, I can hear the Greek music that I watch on TV, even from the old Greek people who sing, and they always sing with almost operatic kind of attitudes. That,
like Maria Callas.
Yes, like Maria Callas, that's right, and she's brilliant. And some of the new ones I've seen, too, are really excellent. And the ethnic music is very Italian, too.
Yeah, true.
They dance, and they throw plates.
Mediterranean.
Italians, we throw knives, and in Greece, they throw plates. And you say opa, and we say fuck off.
Yeah.
But I think that we've created a bond in Greece between the Dio band, and especially between me and the Greeks. They know I love them, they know I'm honest, I always say the truth, and I think Greeks really appreciate that, the truth. And I think everyone in the world appreciates the truth. So, all I can ever say to the Greek people is, thank you for letting me be part of your family, because I feel part of the family. When we go to restaurants, I feel part of the restaurant family, because your restaurants are wonderful. We went to one last night, we had a souvlaki last night, and it was outside. And,
by the sea or something?
No, it was not by the sea at all. It was not very close to the hotel we were staying at, the Intercontinental Hotel, just around the corner. And all the people in the staff at the hotel said, well, we don't go to these restaurants that you go to. We go to this one here. All the locals go there. So if you like that, go. So we went there,
there
and it was wonderful. Oh, they brought the little jug of grappa on, and we toasted. And they're going to come to the show. The place was called Vasilis.
Vasilis.
And we said, where's Vasili? Well, he's home. But who are you? I'm Vasili's daughter. This is my husband. He's the waiter. And who's cooking? My mother, Vasili's
Mediterranean
wife.
Kind of warm.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We had such a great time. And that to me is what going to a country like Greece or Turkey or Bulgaria or Italy or any place is about. It's going to see the people who are the natural people, mm-hmm. who aren't at this, you know, stuck restaurant in your Continental Hotel. That's not real. That's not
that's
real.
Fake.
But to see them was one of them. So they're going to come. So Vasily's daughter's going to be here, and Vasily's daughter's husband. Just great.
That's
and we have a wonderful fan club here for Dio called Dio's Greek Disciples, and they're just wonderful people too.
Did you meet any? Did you get to meet
them? Of course.
Yeah?
Always, yeah. Always. Every year they always come to the airport with big banners.
Oh.
And they'll come backstage tonight after the show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see probably. I'll probably see about, 15 or 20 people will come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there won't be anybody for Tony and Geezer because they'll leave right after the show.
Because
they're not like me. Me, I love everybody. They are different people.
Yeah, of course.
I like them when they meet them, but I kind of go out of my way to meet them and show them I care about them.
Because you're friendly. Everyone's friendly, but
I don't think I'm that special. I just think I'm like everybody else. That's all. You know, and that's another thing that they can feel about me, that I'm genuine. I don't think I'm wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I can sing well, but, you know, as I've always said, I can't fix the appliances and I can't fix my computer. So does that make me better than the guy who can? No, he's better than me. In fact, I want him to be my friend. Like Vinny. Vinny, he's the best computer man I know.
He is?
Oh, he's a fucking genius.
I had no idea Vinny Appice is a computer genius.
Absolute genius. Yeah, he's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So anyway, we got all these Italians running with us. So we're almost Greeks.
That's good enough. Would you mind if, is it too much if I ask for a small ID tag for my radio show?
Absolutely not.
I have a call sign, which is DJ Painkiller. And the radio.
Do you want to wait till they stop a song?
Sure. Yeah.
Give you maybe a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Better chance. If I write it down.
How's the temperature?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, would you like to write it out so you can...
Yeah, I'll write it out so we can deal with it, yeah. Water today.
Water. Doctors ordered me to stop alcohol and caffeine. I almost died a week ago.
From what?
They don't know. I have a CAT scan next week and in the MRI.
What happened to you?
Blacked out completely, and I had convulsions.
Oh.
Yeah, it was...
After drinking a lot?
I only had a beer, and they're trying to find out what it was.
God, I hope you're okay.
Thanks.
You feel okay at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, they signed me up as a DJ for tonight, so I'm under the thing all
good.
The time.
Yeah, that's what you need is all this heat, too, right?
I know.
Maybe some of that, too. The smog, too.
It is. Yeah, of course, it is a dirty city, after all. So, I'm DJ Painkiller. And the station is called Hard Rock Radio Live. Yeah, and you can do it as...
Perfect time. Ready?
Hi, I'm Ronnie James Dio. You and I are listening to DJ Painkiller on Hard Rock Radio Live. It's the best.
Thanks, man.
Tell me, shut up.